Hey there, this is Sean with Rudy Reels, Greenville's premier film festival. Today I would like to introduce filmmaker Collins White, and with him, Jen Allen Perry.
Every film is the culmination of collaboration by many, many artists. It's time to meet one of those artists. I'm Jen Allen Perry, and I have the pleasure of sitting across the table from a very local filmmaker, Collins White. Collins is a videographer based right here in, Greenville, South Carolina. So Collins, you've been at this for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I graduated in 2011 and kind of jumped straight into it. Started a company that was doing mostly corporate videos with the goal of eventually transitioning into film. And in the past year or 2 years, I've started making that transition more intentional. And lately I've been focused solely on directing short films, feature films, and a documentary.
Uh-huh. Now, making film is sort of a broad term to anyone who doesn't work in the industry. What work do you typically specialize in filmmaking? You mentioned directing.
Yeah, so I pretty much limit myself to directing and editing. In Greenville, most filmmakers end up being a bit more of a jack of all trades, and that's kind of how I started out. But as I worked as a director of photography, as I worked in sound, as I worked in other things, I just started realizing more and more that for me, working with the actors individually was what I was really feeling led to do, and what I really felt like I specialized in. So those sort of story elements and those sort of connections between director, audience, actor, those are the things I feel like I'm best at facilitating. So that's why I just kind of buckled down and said, I'm going to be a director from here on out.
Cool. So what attracted you to working with actors?
Well, back in high school, I actually was a bit of an actor, and that kind of continued periodically through college.
So you feel like you know us, you understand, you
connect. To some degree.
maybe not.
I don't know that any non-actor, and I don't consider myself an actor, can connect really to an actor. But I do have a bit of experience. I've done light studying in it. And I do kind of seem to at least be able to get the actor to look at their performance in a different way. Mm-hmm. And maybe hopefully elevate their performance to another level, to dive deeper into their emotional gamut and pull out something that they might not be able to do on take one or take mm-hmm. two, but as they're getting into character, as they're seeing the whole put together, they are able to dive deeper into their emotions and get that performance that's real, that's believable. Mm. And, so for me, helping an actor to get to that point is kind of what I try to focus on.
Yeah. Yeah, diving deep, that's a good way of saying what actors are going for. I know in my work as an actor, I always feel dependent on the director to get the level of performance that we need for a cohesive story. So focusing on that, I'm sure, is important for your job.
Yeah, for me it's a matter of really getting in that mindset, having worked as a director of photography for as long as I did and having experience throughout the film process. It's hard to break away from the technical, I need to be doing this, I need to be setting up this light, I need to be doing all this other stuff, and I need to be concerned about the composition of the shot. I mean, I need to be concerned about all that stuff as a director. It is my vision that's going out there, and I'm the one whose name's on the can and going to be blamed for every mistake that's in it. But at the end of the day, the director's job isn't necessarily to frame the shot, and it isn't necessarily to light the shot. He oversees that, but his real job on set is dealing with the actors.
Mm. Now, some of your recent work, directing and otherwise, has been winning some accolades recently, some awards.
Yes. So 37 Ghosts, which is the last film that we released, won at the Reedy Reels Film Festival, won the Palmetto Prize for Best Film in South Carolina.
Congratulations.
Thanks. We are looking to potentially make that into a feature film.
Mm.
So the script is underway, going slower than I would like, but at some point we're looking at doing a feature version of that film, because it was just one of those things where we hinted at a much bigger story, a story that had a lot of potential, and we want to tell the entire thing.
Is there a page people can follow to get updates on all these other projects you're working on?
So if you want to find updates on everything that we do,
You can follow Other Vision Studios on Instagram and Facebook.
Other Vision Studios.
Other Vision Studios.
Okay.
Your main source for finding everything, and you'll find links to specific projects there as well. So.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you, Collins White of Other Vision Studios.
Thank you, Jen.
It's been a pleasure.
It has been.
For the extended interview, visit our website. Thank you again from everyone here at Reedy Reels. Thank you to our sponsors for their loyalty and support. Reedy Reels is a nonprofit organization and is funded in part by a grant from the Metropolitan Arts Council. To learn more about Reedy Reels or to get involved as a volunteer, visit us online at reedyreels.com.